Listener M. Green wrote in with this.
Can I donate my living body to research?
So we heard earlier in the show how, once dead, you can donate your brain and body to science. But what about getting involved in research whilst you're still alive? For the answer, we turn to Kate McAllister, a doctoral researcher at Cambridge University.
So there are loads of ways in which you can donate your living body to science. In the most kind of straightforward way, you can donate your time to take part in research studies. So that can be as simple as, you know, filling out a questionnaire, helping take part in psychological studies. People are always looking for help with that. The easiest way to go about that is to contact your local university psychology department. And the good thing about that is that most volunteers are also paid for their time for that. If you wanted to be more literal in can I donate my body to science, you can definitely donate tissue to some research studies. So part of the project that I'm doing just now, I'm interested in cellular energy, so how our bodies make energy and how that can later link to dementia, the onset of dementia. So the best way to look at cell energy is to look at tissue that really is highly dependent on energy. So what we look at is muscle. So basically we set this up with the ethics committee and we make sure we go through all the right procedures. And then we get people to come up to the hospital and to donate a tiny, tiny bit of their muscle in a sort of outpatient procedure that takes, you know, half an hour. Another way that you might be able to donate your tissue to research is if you're, for example, in hospital having a diagnostic procedure done, the surgeon might ask beforehand if you wanted to consent to have, whilst they're in there, grab another little bit of tissue, and then that can be sent to a tissue bank and later used for research. So, for example, if you were in to have surgery for cancer on a tumour, the surgeon might ask to take an extra piece or to use a piece of that in research, and that would all be anonymised.
Thanks, Kate. So, yes, you can donate your living body to research by participating in a study, getting your brain scanned while solving a puzzle, for example, or simply sitting next to a computer and taking part in a survey. Quite often, you'll be paid for your time and you can walk home with a memento. So a snapshot of your brain, perhaps. You can even volunteer to take part in a clinical trial, acting as a guinea pig to help test out new pharmacological drugs. Again, you'll be paid for this. Or you can donate tissue as part of an existing surgical procedure that you're already having, or as a special one-off. And you can find out more about donating both your living and dead bodies to research by looking at your local university's science and psychology websites for details, or by visiting the website hta.gov.uk. Well, keeping our minds alive for now, we donate some time to ponder this question that Justin wrote in with.
Why is it that at the office I get so tired? I could just about die. Every day is like this, but yet on the weekends I don't suffer. Am I just bored at what I do? Is it lack of oxygen or what?
So why does Justin feel so exhaustingly bored as soon as he steps into the office? And does this phenomenon also affect you? Let us know your thoughts by contacting Naked Scientists on Facebook, Twitter, our website, our online forum, or by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com. And that's all we have time for this week. Thanks to all of our guests. That's Richard Fall, Richard Price, Lynette Tippett, Russell Snell, Jenny Morton, Elisa McGregor, Malvinder Singh-Binns, Maurice Curtis, Mike Drogano and Kate McAllister. Phew. And if you have any questions or comments, then do get in touch at chris@thenakedscientists.com. Well, that's it for now. See you next week. You've been listening to The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust, the STFC and the EPSRC. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.